Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tony Rattigliano is a new friend, folks. He works with the Gallup organization, help consulting with them on sales effectiveness, and he's got a long history in the marketplace in sales and sales management as an executive, as I'm sure he's probably somewhere down back in the history there. He probably carried a briefcase and a kit bag like I did many years ago. He's got a new book called Strengths-Based Selling. Tony Rattigliano, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here, Tony. You know, as I told the audience, I've logged a few hours in the marketplace myself, and I actually had to correct myself and more accurately say a few decades in the marketplace. And I love talking about selling. I love talking about sales management. I love talking about helping salespeople get better at what they do. And I like the way you approach selling. And tell us what you mean by strengths-based selling.
Well, what we mean, Jim, is that a lot of times people assume that there's one way to be successful at a company or at an industry in selling. And what we're saying is there's many ways to be successful, and that the right path to success is your path to success. And that path is determined by your strengths. What are the things that you naturally bring to the game? And if you think about how you can leverage those most effectively, you will be the best salesperson that you can be. When we try to follow somebody else's recipe, it doesn't usually work out as well for us as following some of the talents that we have and some of the things that we just were born to do. So, and we're talking about using those things that you're born to do.
But this is not, folks, this is, Tony's not talking about some new age touchy-feely way of letting salespeople off the hook when they don't want to practice the fundamentals. That's not what you're talking about, is it, Tony?
Absolutely not. You know, there is a lot of basic blocking and tackling that goes on in sales. So in most sales organizations, particularly sales organizations for a small business, everybody's got a prospect in the sales game. They've got to identify opportunity. They've got to build advocacy. They've got to propose a solution. They have to negotiate. You can't just let those parts of your game go. How you do those things is up to you.
Okay, well, up to you, and that's but it may be though, because as you know, Tony, most of us don't really, you know, we are ourselves. We are who we are. You know, we're used to this. We don't really most of us don't really know how our strengths and our weaknesses are helping or hurting us. And so sometimes we need help with that, and that's what you're talking about. So how do we identify our strengths? As a sales manager, how would I identify the strengths and the weaknesses of a salesperson?
Well, first, you know, what does that person want to do? You know, so when you say to somebody, what are the things you like best about the job? That's a clue, right? What are the things you learn rapidly? So if I have musical talent, I'm going to learn an instrument faster than someone who doesn't have musical talent. What are the things that I do? When I do them, I tend to be better than most people that sales manager has ever seen doing them. And indeed, what are those things that when I do them, I say to myself, I can't wait to do that again, not, oh my gosh, I hope I never have to do that again. When we see those activities that fit that bill, want to do it well, can't wait to do it again, that's a lot of clues to the abilities that salesperson has. Similarly, when we show someone how to do something 3, 4, 5 times and they still don't do it, take a hint. That's not an area of strength for them.
So what would be an example, though? I mean, sometimes, you know, I want to make sure we differentiate between, you know, letting people off the hook and letting them make excuses and dealing with things that they really can't do anything about. For example, The best salespeople are probably not all that good at the details in terms of paperwork. Do we let them off the hook? Do we consider that something that we work around?
Well, it's probably 10 salespeople who hate details for everyone that loves it. And so, no, you can't let them off the hook. There are some things that we just have to do no matter what. There are certain non-negotiables.
Right.
My advice to sales managers is that they keep those non-negotiables to the smallest minimum they can, and they say to people, get those off your plate first so that you can concentrate your efforts on what you do best. There are things we just have to gut it up and do, let's face it.
Right. Have you ever thought about actually teaming, putting two people together as a team? I've seen this happen where one person was an absolute prospecting genius, but wasn't very good at the close. Another one was a great closer, but couldn't prospect worth a darn. And they actually put these guys together as a team. What do you think about that? Is that what you mean by strengths and weaknesses?
That's the brilliance in sales management, right? When we can do that. We don't always have those opportunities, but boy, when we have the latitude to behave in a way that you're talking about, Jim, where we can say, hey, you're good at that and not so good at that, let's make a complementary partnership. That's brilliance, right?
Right.
So I always think about the classic hunter and farmer. There are some people that just love to go out, get that first sale, oust the competitor. There are some people that hate that, but they're really good at once the relationship is started, making the most of that relationship. Why don't those two work as a team? That can be a terrific thing.
And see,
I
this...
also think about the opportunity to cold call, right? Mm-hmm. Why not have a cold caller that turns over those warm leads to someone who's really good at doing something with them?
And this is where I think a lot of small businesses mess up, Tony, when they don't have a qualified sales manager that they just let manage. In other words, a lot of small businesses will add a sales manager, but they still expect that sales manager to sell and make a quota, have their own customers. If you really are big enough to have a sales manager, that sales manager should be augmenting the strengths and weaknesses of their sales force, like you're talking about, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. That sales manager's conversation with people should be, how can you and I partner for success? What are some of the things that I can do with you, for you? What are some of the things that you can do with me and for me?
Like,
and I certainly understand.
I was just going to say, like helping one salesperson with proposals, another person with prospecting, another person with closing. Whatever you have to do, that's what you do as a sales manager. The book is called Strengths-Based Selling. The author is Tony Rutigliano and also Brian Brim. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tony about some of the myths of selling that he's uncovered and are in this book. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.